It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and we have got the new social worker on the line, Nicole Hoig. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Are you enjoying the weather as of late? I know it's been kind of all over the place. We have winter one day and summer the next day, and then there's a fire warning, and then there's snow. It's just been crazy. Has your family gotten all sick because of this?
We were sick earlier in the winter. I think we're getting through it.
Oh.
Yeah, my birthday's in the end of March, and so I'm used to not ever knowing what the weather will be like on my birthday.
That makes perfect sense. So you are the new social worker. You started in January. Is that correct?
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about not only you, but what you're doing and what your purpose is.
So I live here in Humboldt. We've lived here for about 12 years. I have two young adult kids that are both in college, and my husband's a teacher at the middle school. I've been a social worker for 20 years, approximately, maybe a little bit longer. I stayed home with my kids for a while when they were young, but the bulk of my social work experience was in hospice and end-of-life social work. I did that for about 10 years. I helped, obviously, patients and families with their psychosocial needs, and then some bereavement and grief support after that. Most recently, I worked as a program therapist for Senior Life Solutions in Algona until I had the opportunity to come down here and work at the hospital.
And stay home, basically, instead of having to drive to Algona every day. You can now drive just across town.
Yes, it was a very nice change. Yes.
And has your role changed here? Are you now working social work with people, not necessarily at the end of life, but are you doing something different now?
Yeah, so at the hospital here, I'm very lucky because it's a smaller hospital, and so I get to work throughout the hospital system and with any department that really has a need from me. So I am able to assist patients in the ER that might come in and need some resources or help with accessing placements at times. I assist our care coordinator in the hospital, Andy. I sometimes assist her in the inpatient on the floor with patients that might have some needs. I'm able to go over to long-term care in Springvale and help out with those folks and residents if they have needs. Recently, last week, just started a little bit of a grief education support group for them, and that was nice and kind of fun to get to talk to those folks. I also have helped out on occasion with some public health clients, as well as some mental health clients for the mental health center with some needs that they might have.
So you've gone from doing something very specialized to now doing something very broad, which is probably makes it more interesting. You probably, every day is going to be a little different now. You don't exactly know what you're getting yourself into.
Absolutely. And that makes it good. It makes it nice. So
if anyone has any questions or they want to actually get a hold of you to talk to you about some of the services you offer, how do they do that?
You can call out to the hospital. You can call the main line at the hospital and ask for social work, and they can direct you to my phone. My direct number is 332-7649. So, and that's probably the easiest way to get to me. But I mean, obviously, again, I'm accessible through all the departments. So if you're being seen in a department and you just, say, hey, I'd like to visit with a social worker about something, sometimes people just need to talk. I also not available for just resources, but also for emotional support. Sometimes you just need somebody to talk through something with. So I'm available for that as well.
When you became a social worker, did you realize it would also be probably part psychologist at the same time with all of that?
Yeah, when I went to graduate school, I wasn't really thinking I wanted to do the clinical piece of social work. I really liked more of the macro, high-level things. My folks were both in the helping profession. My dad was in law enforcement, and my mom worked with teenagers that had some special needs and issues, and so I saw how they impacted other people's lives, and I was really interested in that. And I have an appreciation for the mental health needs that are in our community as well. And so I've gotten to kind of do both things, and I enjoy both, but I'm really happy to get back into more traditional social work role.
There we are. We've got it. It's Nicole Hoig, who is the new social worker at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. For Your Care, Our Mission. Thank you, Nicole. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.